Madabada boy side lessons from the lave. Rosh Hashanah haba aleinu latova. It's mamash here. Like, come on. Let's go. And as I promised you last week, I didn't lie. I said we're going to speak a little bit about Rosh Hashanah, but this is it. This is when we're going to speak about Rosh Hashanah. I want to bring out an idea, a bit of a chiddush of my own that I developed while I was in the shower this morning. That's the greatest place to think. And I'll explain to you why. I had this great schutz on Thursday night to listen to a shiur of the great Rav Asher Weiss. And it got me thinking as he was giving over the shiur. I'm like, wait a minute. I gave a similar shiur way back when. And I was looking this morning for the source sheet. And it's not so funny, I know. And it says, shofar so good. Understanding brichas ha-shofar. So we know that there is actually a machlokas when it comes to the brachas of the shofar. The bracha of the shofar is a unique bracha. Does anybody know what bracha we make on the shofar? You're going on Y.E. Torah, so make sure you know the answer correctly, or you will not find the shidduch. What's the bracha that we make when Rav Jake gets up there and makes the brachas? What bracha is he going to make? Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melechalam, Asher Kedishanu Tzivanu, L'tokea b'shofar. Anybody disagree? Nobody disagrees. You will never find shidduchim. Okay, so l'shmoa kol shofar, he says. Okay, the answer is don't worry, it's a machloikas. We're going to pretend you're Sephardi, so good, let's go. Yep. So the Rush Kabaskin, Kasav Shiesh Lavarach Altkiya Shofar. We make a bracha. So what is the bracha that we make? So that's a good question. So he says, Lavarach Hashek Lishan Gulzivan, Lishmoa Kol Shofar. Lishmoa Kol Shofar. Lishmoa Kol Shofar. Is the bracha that we make, according to the Rush. I know you're very, very upset, because what about Rabbeinu Tam, you're saying? The Nusach is Litkoa B'Shofar. Litkoa B'Shofar. As Rav Asher Weiss's language would be, it's unreasonable to say that this is what the Machlokes is, because we know way back when that really the mitzvah is Shmias HaShofar itself. It's not the Tekiah, it's the Shmia of the Shofar itself. Beautifully, Rav Soloveitchik writes that this is the silent fila of the shofar. He says so beautifully that Rosh Hashanah is such an awesome day because at some point of Rosh Hashanah, right, and you've all played this game, and I give you the bracha that you don't play this game this year, but you probably will. You open up your art scroll. I hope you have an art scroll, something like that, not just a regular Hebrew one because you're not going to know what's going on. And you start to count pages. We all do this game, right? And then you look at, you know, the second day is always much more fun because it's there's less pages, you know, and then you get to Shachas in the morning, you count it, all of a sudden you're a great mathematician, and you're like 484 pages, wait a minute, divided by two, the English, we're not going to read the English this year, you know, I'm not in that shul, you know, okay, it's not that bad, and you think, okay, let's see, what is it, like a minute a page, you know, like you're trying to figure the whole thing out, and then you're like, oh God, we're going to be here for a while, you know, fine. We do that, we play this game of... And at some point, we kind of put our hands up and say, I don't know what to do here. Because I've been here, I was here last year, right? In maybe a little bit of a different situation. And certainly the year before that, I don't even want to talk the year before that. God knows what you were doing. Wait, Abba, what time is shofar blowing? Because that's what I have to be here for. He's like, you know, they write for the women. Not before 10:30. He's like, no, those are the first ones. When are the last ones? You know, like, when are the last? The last 40. He's like, says Rav Soloveitchik, at some point we put our hands up and we say, Shmoya Kol Shofar. It's not perfect, but this is the silent tefillah where, so last night, we, every year, Rav Bagnar, Rosh Kollel, gives a shear to the, I'm a shofar blower. And every year he talks out the same halacha. So it's not, you know, we've been going through this for years and years. And this year, though, he said, I've never said this before, but I have to say this, and excuse me for saying this, because who am I to say this? And he said, it really hurt me, what he said. He said, this is the mitzvah d'oraisa of the day. It's very scary to be the one that's blowing the shofar. I'm like, oh, this is it. You're representing the kahal in Shmoya Kol Shofar. I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. You know, so Rav Asher Weiss says it's not sensible to say, and he brings the machlekes, because if you look at different areas, for example, hatokeya betoch habor, so what does that teach us? It teaches us that obviously the shmiya is important. right? But if the Shemiyah is the only thing that's important, why can't a non-Jew blow the shofar then? So he quotes famously the Shagras Aryeh, who says it must be a combination of both. That, in fact, maybe the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam is not as much of a machlokes. And Rav Asher Weiss wants to develop it a little bit differently than the Shagras Aryeh, and he uses this term many, many times, as Klali HaMitzvos. And he says there's a concept called Maisa HaMitzvah and Mahut HaMitzvah. The action of the mitzvah and the essence of the mitzvah. It's clear to everybody that the essence of Rosh Hashanah is shofar blowing, but the essence is listening to the shofar. And yes, as an aspect of the actual Maisa Mitzvah, you have to blow the shofar. And it has to be somebody who knows how to blow the shofar. It has to be somebody who's kosher to blow the shofar. It has to be from a kosher shofar. It's not just the sound of the shofar. But there's this tremendous aspect, I think, of saying, really, we should have both. You know, going back to the shofar blowing, it's also very hard because there are all these different kavanas. The more you read Svarim, the more you read about kavanas you're supposed to have while you're blowing shofar. So I want to be really honest that, don't worry, you're not going to hear my shofar blow. Oh, you probably will. If you're sleeping, so I'm going to be blowing shofar in the dining room. So if you're sleeping, I'll probably wake you up. But don't worry, it's the Rambam's Uri Shinam Shinaschem. I'm just waking you up. Don't be mekavin for that shofar blow. Comes along this central idea. It was all the kavanas. You know what my kavan is? Should be a kol na'ar. Well, I'm trying to think about all these different things. Rav Asher Weiss, I think that Rav Asher Weiss told the story. One of the great students, let me write it down. One of the great students of the Baal Shem Tov. Yeah. One of the great students of the Baal Shem Tov was the one who was going to blow shofar for him. You can imagine what the honor that is to blow shofar for the great Baal Shem Tov, the inventor of Chassidus. And every morning, he would wake up very, very early before Vasikin to sit with the Baal Shem Tov and to learn all the kavanas of the shofar blow. There's a kavanas in the Zohars and the Arizals and the... This is before there was Uman, you know what I'm saying? Stuff. And he goes up to blow shofar and he gets up there. He's nervous, you can imagine, and he forgets everything. All the kavanas you learned from the month of Elul, he's got nothing. He doesn't know what to do. And he's I have to tell the Baal Shem Tov, because the Baal Shem Tov is going to know. It's not just about what the sound of the shofar. He's going to know when I blow the shofar, I got no kavanas. And his heart is broken. He says, what do I have? Just this broken sound to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And he doesn't know what to do. He starts to say the Lam Naseach. It gives us a little time. He's like, he's like, should I say it? Should I not? And all of a sudden, the Baal Shem Tov claps on the beam. He says, I need to speak before shofar blowing. And he says, you know, there are so many kavanas when it comes to shofar blowing. There are so many different kavanas. But you know what the ultimate kavana is? Lev Nishbar. I'm approaching the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with a broken heart. There are so many different paths, sha'arim, of our tefillos. And we know, unfortunately, without God's Shechina able to see, without a Beis HaMikdash, many of those sha'arim are ninalu. One way to open it, as we say in Slichos, is shar dimois, crying, as we understand it's a positive crying on Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah, but you're allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Gro versus the Zohar, I said this morning in Lessons from the Lev, is that the Zohar says the crying of a simcha, that I've reached this point, that I have given this day, it's an awesome day. I always thought about the fact, Charlie Harari, we have a trip that we go on every year, Mitzvah Shem, last year was canceled, this year, now it's looking a little bit better, maybe there will be the trip. So he loves to say, there's, you know, a goyish term. What is it? Lola. You only live once, sir. YOLO? Thank you. So, he used to speak about that, and then a guy came up to him, not Ephraim, and he said, Terrible concept. You don't only live life once. We're Jews. Don't we believe in the afterlife? And he's like, oh. So you had to change YOLO to YOLA. You only live life? Awesome. And I went up to him once, and I said, do you know what the word awesome means? I said this morning. He also said life. Neura. Art scroll interpretation. Neura is awesome. It has the word awe in it. But when we say something's awesome, it's amazing. You could have awe and be happy at the same time. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. The Baal Shem Tov says that the shar of Lev Nishmar, of the person with the broken heart who puts his hands up and goes, I don't know what to do anymore. We've done everything we could. We were sitting in Pesukei Zemra, we stood for Shemona Esrei, we now put our heads down. We, as it used to be, we used to fall on the floor mamish. And then the last words we say, V'anachal lo neida, I don't know what to do anymore. So we have this awesome shofar blowing. To that, the Baal Shem Tov says, ah, that we understand. And the shofar, the Baal Tokeh, understood that he was saying to him, forget about all the kavanos. You got exactly what you needed here. A broken heart. We'll notice that in shofar blowing, there is two distinct kolos. There's a tekiah and there's a shvarim. Shvarim is a teruah, shvarim, but different types, of course, of crying. Always tekiah, shvarim, teruah, tekiah. Tekiah, shvarim, tekiah. Tekiah, teruah, tekiah, but always with the bookends of tekiahs. What's the difference of the sounds? Rabbi Moyer of Aaron Soloveitchik explained, the first year I ever heard from him on a tape. I don't know if you know what that is. My father gave me the tape to listen to. I was in, maybe in high school. I'm not sure. And he said that the tekiahs, that kind of back to normal sound. It's calm. It's before and after. God's with me. And then there's real life. The crying. The roller coaster of life. The lev nishbar. Why are you doing this to me? Why is it like this? Rabbi said, we've had a year of shvarim and teruahs like no year ever in the history. It's almost hard to enunciate so much that went on, and we forget about it almost. How many thousands and thousands of Jewish people, from people, over a million human beings died of COVID. Some machla that the mashkiach in my... And our commissary is a Satmar Chassid. He told me something so startling, Rabbi Isai. It's hard to even hear this. He said that the town of Monroe got COVID like crazy, like wildfire. The Satmar Rebbe was one of the first Rebbes to get it, and everybody got it. And Nebuch, it wasn't just that they got it. A lot of people died. He said that there was a point in the big base medrash that when they finished Aleinu, almost everybody was said Kaddish. Because either it was his father, or it was a child, Rechman al-San, or it was a brother, everybody was saying Kaddish. They said they didn't have this since the Holocaust, right after the Holocaust, when the Satmar Rebbe came to America and was happening to try to get a minyan in those days, because it was after the Holocaust, it was so hard. And he finally got, everybody was saying Kaddish for someone who died in the Holocaust. That was the year we had. But we tend to forget so many other things that happened. Miron, Rachman al-Litzlan, you guys lived through it. We all did. Carlin, Lud, a war in Israel, recognizing who really our Arab neighbors are. Surfside, anti-Semitism raging. You'll laugh, but yes, even Ben and Jerry's. That's the shvarim and the teruahs. Says Rav Asher Weiss, though, you know what? Rosh Hashanah is called a Yom Teruah. It's not called a Yom Tekiah. I'd love it to be called a Yom Tekiah. And we're all like, I can sit back and relax. Yom Tekiah, it's good. It's a good sound. No, it's the Lev Nishbar sound. Ultimately, I want to approach Rosh Hashanah with, I could have been better. I could have been better. I have a little bit of busha coming into Rosh Hashanah. We start off our slichos every morning saying, L'cha Hashem at staka, you only provide staka. You chesed Rabbanu Shalom. V'lanu boishes hapana. I'm embarrassed. There's a level to be embarrassed. Father says to, you know, a child, do you at least feel bad what you just did? Do you feel bad what you called your brother? Do you feel bad? Circa 12 hours ago in my house. Do you feel bad that you called him that? At least reach a level where you have a little bit of busha. Because we're not the way that we should be. We're not the korban that we should be. Yes, it's a wonderful idea that 4 days before Rosh Hashanah we start slichus, which we know we started. Why 4 days? The Be'er Heitzev says because we're like korbanos in front of the Rabbanu Shalom. We have to do a bedika. Says Rav Asher Weiss, we're so lucky because then Rosh Hashanah comes, and what should happen? The Rabbanu Shalom should say, okay, thank you for saying slichus, and you brought the korban, but now you puzzle. You have plenty of mums. Every korban that went up to the Beis HaMikdash, we checked 4 days before to make sure it had no mum. Says Rav Asher Weiss, it must be that any temporary mum, anything temporary, that's not considered to be puzzle. Right? I've had a little eye infection, that was good. That's what we are, we're temporary mum. Rosh Hashanah is the time to say, I'm coming to you, Rabbanu Shalom, with a lev nishma. Not fearful of you, God. Not afraid that you're going to punish me. That's not our relationship. But I could have been better, and I want to be better. That's the sound of the tekiyas. That's the sound of the tekiyas. So what's the chiddush? I said, I'm going to say to you. Maybe that's why there's a custom that I've been following for years. It's a strange custom which seems to be against halacha. We generally have a concept that when I make a bracha, the item that I am making the bracha on, I'm holding, if you will, for everybody to see, a lulav and esrog, right? I'm holding it. Even on a food, you're supposed to hold the food. It's an apple, you hold the apple. But when it comes to kiyah shofar, all of a sudden I cover the shofars. Okay, you could have your hand on the shofar, but I cover them. What's going on with the covering of the shofar? It says, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Be'er Heitev gives a reason, B'Shem HaBach, Tav Kufsa de Gimel, Yesh lekasot ha-shofar b'shas ha-bracha. We have to cover the shofars when we make the bracha. Why? V'chein kasa be'el yirabah b'Shem. He brings in the name, be'el yirabah brings, Mefurish ba'amah find v'chulu, it's Mefurish in the Zohar, in the Radal, Masha Amru Bereshis Rabba. We know the whole reason why we brought the shofar is to stir the Rabbanu Shalom to remember Kedas Yitzchak. That's why we dafka use a horn of a ram. Upiska sheha snia Avram Avinu besnius le Yitzchak b'shas binyan amizbeach. Yitzchak didn't know what was going on. Clandestine almost. But wa'ada keda mamish. Why shlo yizrok bo hasatan even v'yipsal hakorban. He didn't want, Rav Siv just spoke this morning, la'ariv et ha-satan. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says, la'ariv satan doesn't mean what we think of it. Right? The satans are stupid. Every year the same thing happens. Wait, why don't they blow shofar today? Oh my God, I miss Rosh Hashanah again? And then Rosh Hashanah starts and he's like, well, it's too late now, I can't do anything. It doesn't make sense. La'ariv is to counteract the satan, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says. I counteract the satan, number one, by blowing on the right side, which counteracts midas hadin. I blow up to the Shemayim, not down, to counteract for me the Sarachman. And I have a tekiah before and a tekiah after reminds us that Rabboni Shalom is always with us. Because tekiah shofar zeich la'ayil shabab b'makom akedus Yitzchak. But you know what that is, Rabbi Yisai, I think? That reason is tekiah shofar in its essence. Oh, how I would love to make the bracha of litkoa b'shofar. I get it, I understand it. But I don't. The shmiah is what I need because I'm putting my hands up and saying, I don't know what to do. But I have a lev nishbar. And maybe that's why the second reason, quoted in the Avnei Nezer, Mipnei she'ein mevarchim al tkiyah b'shah al tkiyas b'shofar. The bracha really should be litzkoa b'shofar. Avi al shmiah, but the bracha is lishmaya kol shofar. I'm taking the shofar and I'm saying to you, honestly, you don't really matter. It's the shmiah that comes out of you that matters. He's embarrassed. Like we cover the challahs, it reminds us of. Because the challah's like, wait a minute, I'm first. What are you doing with the Kiddush? Not fair. And then he writes, "B'shulchan Aruch Reishayin Al Kabei Kiddush Shachal Chasal Tapas." So maybe my Kiddush is that this dual aspect of Tekiyah Shofar. The Shmia is a little bit of an embarrassment to us. There's a little bit of a busha that I have to go through the Shmia aspect that I don't know what to do anymore. But if I come with a lev nishbar and I say, "Wow, Hashem, this is awesome. I'm lucky to have this time. There's a great simcha in the day." But there's also a realization that it's not the way that it should be. It's a yom teruah, ultimately. There's a crying of, I could be better, and I should have been better, and I'm not living up to my potential. But, there's a tekiyah afterwards. All's good. God still wants me. Let's not forget, we're in the last day of Ani Ladodi V'Dodi Li. Hashem says to us, I love you. Answer the door already. Shir Hashirim, kol dodi doy fake, medalik halarim. That's where this pasuk is from. And you don't answer the door. Rosh Hashanah says, I want you. But you have to want me. You have to want to realize that the relationship that you've had this year was not the perfect relationship and it should be better. Oh, so the ultimate level is a lev nishbar. And I promise you, if you kodesh overblowing with this concept, and you think to yourself, I just want to be better. Forget about it. It's nice to have all the kavanos. But I just want to be better. My heart is broken, not in a bad way of yiyush. It's not a yiyush idea. It's not a, forget it. What's the point? And this is sometimes we fall into, this is a terrible thing. People think to themselves, God doesn't, what am I even going to Rosh Hashanah davening for? I'm a horrible person. You know what I could have done this year? All that work I did, Shana Aleph, it's a joke. That's not who I am. No. That's incorrect. That's not what the day is about. It should be zeicha that this message of the honor to have Shmias Shofar that no other nation has. Yes, to coronate the king, but to coronate us to say, I'm broken, Rabbeinu Shimon, but I know before and after there'll be a tekiyah, everything's going to be fine. And I believe in that. And these two aspects of the covering of the shofar and the kedus yitzchak that I really should be this korban. Should be zeicha to have a ksiv v'chasim ha'toyv v'la'al t'chaim toivim uv'sholom. I wish you all only bracha v'hatzlacha in the coming year and to live up to your potential mirtz Hashem.